the Aloha Friday Conversation. So glad you're with us. It's time now to talk with Captain Jerry Gilgren, a Hilo charter operator and independent commercial fisherman. Now, this sector of small boat owners takes people out fishing for sport, and they also provide the nearshore fish that we so enjoy. I mean, it's Aku season. The last surveys are from 2011, but back then, it was a $49 million industry supporting nearly 900 jobs. Gilgren says these jobs are often in rural areas all across the state.
You know, for the little guys that are trying to provide for their families, it's really, really tough to eat. You know, this is islands wide, you know, from Kauai all the way down to Big Island.
How many of you are there, the smaller commercial and charter fishing?
I would say, I know the Kona side right now has about 85 to 90 charter boats.
On Kona side, how many of you in operating out of Hilo?
Out of Hilo and Kalapana and Puna area, probably somewhere around 40 to 50. Throughout the islands, I can only guess that would probably be somewhere around maybe 600 or so.
And how much would you say your business has dropped?
Oh my gosh, 80 to 90%. We still have the boat payments. We still have, you know, equipment to maintain. We still have the dock fees. There's just nothing to replenish it unless we get side jobs. You know, a lot of us are contractors, painters and electricians and so on. And we pick up side jobs to help us fund what we can. Then again, there's a lot of the real small fishermen that simply aren't even going out because it costs too much in fuel and there's no market to sell the fish.
Right now, are fishermen going out just for themselves and their families?
Yes, they are. And you know, that's part of Malama, taking care of their families and their communities. We've gone out many times and caught fish and just given it away because there's a lot of hungry people out there. And so for my guys, I've just basically helped them out of pocket from savings. So if you can imagine, you know, we have practically zero business at all. It's been quite a challenge.
Okay, I wish there was something we could do. What's on the horizon then?
Well, so the only options we have is the federal government did give some monies for commercial fishermen. And right now it's kind of at a stalemate. I believe it was $4.1 million that they gave the state of Hawaii for the independent fishermen. That gets funneled through the Western Pacific Fisheries. They have to work with NOAA. Right now it's in NOAA's hands. They're having to get approved from tribes, you know, and this is nationwide. So they're taking it a state at a time before they can give it to Western Pacific Fisheries to distribute to the independent fishermen. And then, of course, you have to apply for it through their website. So I've been trying to keep track of all of that. And right now, like I said, it's just been in a holding pattern. So I did apply for an SBA loan. I did get approved, but I'm waiting to get funded by that at this time.
You know, the local market, what just isn't big enough. Is that it?
It isn't. There's just no place to take the fish. A lot of fish markets in Honolulu buy from a lot of different boats that come in, and some of them are foreign boats. So they're buying from those buyers. And of course, they buy from some of the locals also. But what I'm saying is that if they bought primarily from the locals, it would at least inject some funds for the local guys.
Captain Jerry Gilgren, a Hilo charter operator and commercial fisherman. He's saying consumers have to demand the local product. It's the kako thing. I mean, the thing we can do together. And by the way, it will cost more. That $10 a pound poke is just not helping local fishermen. So glad Jerry contacted us after HPR's story on the longline fishing industry here. I mean, you can do the same thing when a story hits home with you. Call us. Help us to take it deeper.